pretty much enclosed. The two main reasons for that are the reduced projection, but also the addition of the new unit for the added expanse in the last day, which is in the paper report. This map shows all our various land use plan amendments that have occurred since 2003 with the new mixed land use category. And also identified where we've actually had projects that have been built since 2003. And as you can see, that number is relatively low, that's the 2500 number. And basically, I think last year we had the number. I'll keep going.
We can hear you fine.
I think it's better.
Yeah.
About that, actually. We've only had 2500 units built in the last, since the last year, actually. I think it's last year our housing starts were 100 units. Compared to about 20,000 units a year in the 90s, we're down to almost zero growth at this point in time. Population growth and impact on public services. The biggest picture is that, yeah, we've gotten a big break in a way with the slower population growth. On the other hand, we have less money, as we all know. And that's caused us to have to do a number of things. We've had to lower the level of service for our transit network. We've had to reduce our level of service for public schools. We're struggling in other areas. In the future, we're looking for growth to resume. And right now, I think we're kind of in this hiatus period, which may be a good opportunity to begin making plans for what we presume is going to be the next stage of growth. Housing affordability continues to be a major problem for the county, even with the reduction in housing prices. Foreclosures is a new problem that we didn't have before. We had 14,000 plus foreclosures in 2009, and about the same this year. This map here, the blue line, shows foreclosures over the last 10 years, and you can see we had hardly any. I can't read that. But in the last few years, that number has just skyrocketed. The red line shows the single-family number that counts. Of course, the foreclosures are counted by single-family units. Housing maintenance is a problem, and a growing problem is our housing by ages. And foreclosures would not help, as you know. Housing affordability, single-family homes are cheaper. New construction is still expensive. Rents are high and on the rise. And we're looking for that to continue to be a problem. It's a need for new rental, affordable rental housing. The number of stories about that in the paper recently about rents on the rise and lack of available rental housing. This graphic shows the housing bubble. That's exactly what it is, bubble. The blue line shows the sales prices and how they peaked there around 2006 or so. And then there's rapid drop off. And the, I'm sorry, I can't read that. It's the number of sales. And you can see how the sales peak before prices and then drop off rapidly. And are still not in good shape at all. Sorry about that. So looking forward, many of the same problems we had in 04 and additional ones. Still many barriers to home ownership. Credit is tight. A lot of people have negative home equity. Job security. Other expenses that are rising. Transportation on the rise. We had a number of reports in the last couple of years. We had a Blue Ribbon Foreclosure Panel. We have a Broward Housing Council. And there's a whole series of recommendations that they brought forth that at least help us to deal with this problem. And they're all built into recommendations. And that. all online. Anyone is interested, and we'll continue to be online and updated as we go along.
Do I have any questions?
That's a great report.
Thank you.
Ms. Case?
Thank you.
Thank our day out there for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Case?
Questions you can address to Andy or to you, but I'm wondering, I mean, there have been a lot of rumors about the BCA going to be eliminated and regulations going to be eliminated, and I wonder what your sense of all this is in terms of the kind of planning that we're doing here. I think it's an excellent report.
Well, what I've seen, we've seen a number of these transition papers that the new administration has been passing around. And what their proposal is essentially, and I personally think there's some good and bad in it, is to do away with many of the rules that govern our local planning. So there would be much more flexibility at the local level. We do spend an awful lot of time, like even this year after, our last year was 1,200 pages long, this one was 400 pages. And we spend an awful lot of time marching to the drumbeat of all the rules that are in 985. So they're proposing essentially that statutes and that wouldn't change. We still have comprehensive plans, but it would really be much more locally driven and less state driven. My opinion, the federal governments that are serious about this and want to do good planning will have the ability to do so. They'll take that away from us. But those areas that aren't interested and don't want to do it probably will get a lot less big oversight. So I think that's the direction we're going.
And I think it's good now. I think Broward County, probably on whole, I think we're going to be helpful.
I think we probably will be better off, but then we'll be wondering about our neighbors.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Long?
Quickly about the population growth as compared to the households. Households being not a slower growth as compared to the population. Where's the projections? I mean, are we talking about obviously increase in population at the same household? But at what point does that kind of filter out to the fact that they may maybe leaving the nest at a later date? But is there a flight out of Broward County or Florida? Is that the anticipation? Or that suddenly we're going to have this little bubble in itself where suddenly those households will be reduced because of the continuation of growth of the population with the kids and things like that moving out?
Well, here's what we think. You know, and this is a hard time for us. Up until now, all my years here, we had lots of green space to build into. We knew we were going to grow and we knew it was going to be pretty fast. These the last 25 years or so. What our models are taking into account now is that it's not going to be driven by migration into the county anymore. In fact, that may level off or almost be neutral. Maybe even be losing from migration. We have been. But that the population growth in the future is going to be driven to a large extent by the larger household size, which we're anticipating. I'm sure we're going to get a new growth, and presume that, but we also see some substantial increases in the household size, some of it due to the changing makeup in our population. That is, the ethnic and racial characteristics of our population change. Those groups tend to have higher household sizes. So we believe a lot of it's going to be driven by that. But really the unknown is how many of those people that are born here stay here. And that's really going to be driven by our economic situation, how well we can do in attracting new jobs. And that's a challenge. That's definitely a challenge to solve for.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Long?
Thank you. Seems like on the south side of the county, some of the TODs and transit-oriented corridors were anticipating the FEC tracks, which ties into a lot of what you spoke about, transportation, mm-hmm. housing, growth. Do we have any anticipation of when that might happen, especially when we're talking about rules and regulations moving forward?
Well, you know, we've been following that study very closely, and I'm sure, you know, it's been going on for a while. Big ticket item, dealing with the FEC since I've had some dealings with them, personally, it's difficult. they're a big corporation and they have their interests in what our interests. That study is moving ahead. I will say, I can't really tell you when or if that will come to fruition other than we're continuing to pursue it. I will say that the growth and that we're showing in the south side of the county and along the US 1 corridor in the historic downtown is built more on just more than just that. And when I first came here, there wasn't one residential building in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Way back then, there was a recognition that we needed to have a downtown, in order to have a real downtown, and support office and retail, we needed to have the residential part of it. And livable, walkable, the aspect of it is just as important as the transit aspect. So we lived a long time before we get the FEC rail vision. They still think that we're in the right direction as far as promoting new residential development in our historic eastern downtown.
Anyone else?
I have one more question.
Yes.
Going back to what Commissioner Wong said about household size getting larger, has the county taken into account the impact on trafficways because of that? Because we have units that are now want more people in, but we're counting units on traffic, not people. How does the county participate in that?
Yes, we have. And all the projections showed you here today were used in the development of the 2035 long-range transportation plan, including the increasing household size. If you break that down to very small geographies, and those are built into the transportation projections and the long-range transportation planning that takes place at the end of the year.
Great.
Yes. Just a little follow-up. When you look at the household population, are we seeing an increase in the maybe the elderly coming to live with somebody? Because that changes, obviously, if you have a growing population of children, you're concerned about school. Mm-hmm. If you have your parents coming to live with you because of financial crisis or anything else, I mean, that obviously changes your need for transportation and things mm-hmm. like that. Is that in consideration of that process?
Well, in the long run, we think our population is going to get much younger than it is now. That's probably a short term, and I don't know, I think everybody I know is going through one elderly parent or another and trying to either bring them home or we're all doing it. But that's really, we see that as a short term phenomenon. Long term, we see, as I said, that our population will get probably significantly younger. And a lot of these older housing developments now are seeing an influx of new, younger families. Century Village and our traditional.
So now I'll do the question, where are the elderly going? Obviously, well, someone else is going to be 80 as
well. Well, I think the new retirees are not coming here, many of them. They're going in the northern parts of Florida, or some of them are moving back home or going to the central city.
West Coast of Florida, the
water
retirees.
Yeah, West Coast. It's gotten expensive here, for especially the new retirees, and you know, we're a busy urban area environment that may not be.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other discussion? Thank you.
Great
report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's going to conclude our agenda. Does any member have any comments or discussions? Any further comments? Great. Don't forget our next meeting is February the 24th, right here at 10 a.m. And again, welcome everybody to the council. I know this has been, thank you. He is adjourned. Thank you. I just moved the mic. Just now.